There's been various meetings and kind of reminders that have gone out to them over the number of months since the legislature passed the law and the governor signed it. So we've been working very closely with them to make sure they're ready and they know what equipment they need to have to be able to perform these screenings.
I suspect for a number of hospitals and a number of doctors, this isn't really anything new. Many of them have probably been doing it. But how widespread has it been up to now before it's mandated? Do you have a handle on that?
I do know that there are hospitals that have been using it already. I don't have a comprehensive number of the number of hospitals that are using it before this went into place, but I know it is technology that has been used for a long time before this. People, when they go to the doctor and they have the sensor placed on their finger, the pulse oximetry sensor that measures the level of oxygen in their blood, they'll be familiar with that. That's a similar kind of technology that'll be used to perform these screenings.
The way you describe it doesn't sound like it would be very expensive or drive up the cost of a birth or an insurance claim very much at all. Is that correct?
It might increase some of the cost that goes along with the newborn screenings that are required in Missouri, but it won't be a big cost, no.
What other newborn screenings are required under state law?
There are a number. There are screenings for hearings. There's screenings for metabolic disorders. There's screenings for other disorders. So in addition to this, there are many other things that newborns are screened for to see if they may be at risk.
How easy is it to repair this problem if there is a problem that is spotted?
Well, they would use the pulse oximetry technology to determine if the infant had a low level of oxygen in their blood, and then they would work with the doctors there at the hospital to determine a course of action. But if it's caught early on, they're much more likely to be able to treat it in certain ways and catch it before it becomes a major problem. If they don't, there could be serious developmental problems or even death could result.
Is this, every now and then we hear of an adult or an athlete or perhaps even somebody who collapses and dies on the football field or during a game, and they're 20 years old and they find out that the reason this happened to them was because they had some kind of a congenital heart defect that had never been detected. Is this the kind of thing we're talking about that they live with up until this time
These are critical ones that could be, in a short period of time become a problem. I'm not sure exactly what heart defects could have affected those athletes that you're talking about, but these are ones that are, critical to these infants at the time they're born. And if when they use that pulse oximetry technology, they see the level of oxygen in their blood is below a level that requires them to do more of a comprehensive look into it, it could help them identify these because there's different kinds, but these are like the most critical that they would need to look into and act on quickly.
I'm trying to remember some of the debate in the Senate when this was going through, but it seems to me that some people mentioned during the debate that some of these children are actually blue babies, and others appear to be fairly healthy, and they go
mm-hmm.
home, and you can't tell. So there's a wide variety, a wide number of grades of this problem, I guess.
That's correct. I mean, a lot of them you wouldn't be able to tell just by looking at them that they had a low level of oxygen in their blood or were at risk for these critical congenital heart defects. That would have to be done through, finding with the pulse oximetry equipment that they had low levels and then doing a more comprehensive look to see what exactly might be going on.
We have thousands of babies born every year in Missouri. Do you
mm-hmm.
have some numbers that indicate what percentage of these children might be the ones that actually do have a problem that this would pinpoint and find?
Yeah, there are estimates that it could be 18 out of every 10,000 babies born. And per state, that maybe around 140 babies a year are born each year with critical congenital heart disease. So doing this could catch those faster and make sure they have a better chance to get treated when it's found.
You know, anytime you start talking about a heart disease or correcting a heart problem, no matter what age it is, it's kind of a scary deal.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the kind of thing that, I don't want to say it's can be treated almost as routine anymore, given the scientific advances that we have, but is this the kind
right.
of thing that really can be taken care of fairly quickly if it's caught soon enough?
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason these screenings are being implemented across the country, is trying to catch these as soon as possible and give doctors and families the best chance to treat these conditions and make them less of a problem for these infants as they're growing up. So it's one of those things that the faster you find it, the faster people can look into it and find ways to treat it and correct it.
These are awfully tiny hearts that people are working with, and awfully tiny veins and arteries that people are working with to solve this problem. As somebody grows, and that system grows with them, is there a need to go back in and update the corrections that have been made in many cases, or install larger stents or whatever?
I mean, I think that would all be determined within the course of treatment that between a doctor and a patient. They would have to look at it and figure out the best way to treat each of these individually.
So the good news is that the first baby of the year born in the hospitals that us media like to do stories about every year, that first baby is going to be the first one, or could be the first one in that community to be
mm-hmm.
tested for this, and any problems can be spotted and cleared up.
That is what is hoped for, that this catches any of those problems soon, right after when a baby is born and they're screened, so they can look into them and treat them as needed.
So the blessed event is even more blessed because we now have a law that requires something that has already been done, at least on a limited scale in Missouri, but now it's going to be done every time.
Correct.